We welcome you again in another episode with Heroes of Faith with our beloved His Grace Bishop Yusuf. Welcome Sayyidina to another episode. Today I know I'm going to touch your heart because I know how much you love that character that I'm going to talk about today. As you taught us, Sayyidina, in that episode with Saint Mary of Egypt, that all our saints is a continuum of the Bible characters. And today we're going to talk about a man who lived for 105 years, who established a great practice in our church, and we are proud to call him the first of the monks. We're going to talk about Saint Anthony. And as I know, and as I said, I know how much you love that character. Sayyidina, about Saint Anthony, I would like to learn from you, Sayyidina, in his story, how we can hear the word of God and feel the message of our God that it is directed to us. We know that Saint Anthony, when he heard that you leave everything and follow me, he felt that this is a special message to him. We hear the gospel every day, we read the gospel every day, we attend the church every week. But where we can pick those, or we can be able to point out those messages that comes to us from God?
I think the key point here is how to take the Bible, the Igbaya, the prayer in a personal way. For example, many times when we pray the Igbaya, we pray these psalms as if David, or David the prophet, said these psalms so many years ago. It's not about me. But if I start to pray the psalms in a personal way, actually it will transform me. It will help me to grow more. In the same way, we go and read the Bible. And the verse that St. Anthony heard, when we hear it actually, we hear it as the Lord said to the rich man, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all what you have, give to the poor and follow me. So here I don't feel it is a personal message to me. But what was different with St. Anthony, when he heard the Bible, for example, this verse, he didn't say, the Lord said to the rich man. Said, the Lord is speaking to me. And after he distributed his money and he kept a little bit for his sister, he went to the church another time. And again he heard, do not worry about the morrow. And he said, this is a personal message to me. And here we need to start training ourselves. When we read the Bible, when we pray, we take every single word as a personal message from God to us. When we deal with the message of the Bible or with our prayer in a very, very personal way, then we will obey the commandments of God, we'll apply it, we will grow and our life will be transformed.
It's a challenge sometimes, Sayyidina, to concentrate completely on every word we say and to feel where is that message out of all these words that we said. It's a great point that I feel every word I say, it is coming personally from me to God, and every word I hear as a commandment, it's coming from God to me. There is another point, Sayyidina, in the life of Saint Anthony. As we all know, that life of dedication to God completely, to leave everything and to follow God, started at the time of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even the disciples, they left everything and they followed him. Even at the time of Saint Paul, he was talking about a complete dedication to God for all his life. Even at the time of Saint Anthony, when he took his sister He took her to a house for virgins. So even that concept was there. Why we still call him the first of the monk?
Life of dedication takes two forms. Either a contemplative life or a life of service. So, for example, St. Paul dedicated his life, but he did not live the life of contemplation. He lived the life of service. Mm-hmm. Contemplative life is like the life of the monks, and actually, as you said, it started before St. Anthony. Like St. Paul is the first hermit. Right. He lived the life of contemplation. But St. Anthony was the first one who made disciples to follow him in the contemplative life and to teach them the art of contemplative life. And God actually sent an angel to teach St. Anthony how to work by his hand and to support himself. And this began one of the major elements in the monastic life, working by hand and supporting oneself. That's why St. Anthony is considered the first monk or the fathers of monastic life, although there were many hermits before him, like St. Paul. But because he is the first one who started like a school to teach monasticism and to discipline disciples to follow him in this way, and to put like guidelines and rules for the monastic life, so he's considered the father of monastic
life. So he actually established the structure that he received from God himself too.
That's right.
In the life of Saint Anthony Sayyidina, we see him desired to become a martyr, and he went to Alexandria at the time of persecution, and he was desiring to be martyred and to die with all those who were martyred at that time. But God preserved him for us to establish that monastic life, which God has a different plan for him. My question to you, Sayyidina, is the desire to die and the desire to become a martyr. Sometimes we hear that you're choosing the short way. Or sometimes we hear it's a kind of suicide. Or sometimes we hear it's a calling. Not everyone is called for you. What do you think, Sayyidina, how we can put this desire in a practical way, in a Christian way, in a biblical way?
I think we need to search for the motive behind the desire to die or to shed my blood for the name of Christ. I believe the motive here is good understanding of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be witnesses of me. Because martyrdom is the highest form of witness. So I believe that St. Anthony did not desire martyrdom in itself, but he desired to witness for Christ. And if the witness of Christ will cost me my life, I'm willing to witness for Christ, because this is the commandment. And every Christian should be a witness for Christ. And we have many channels to witness for Christ. We can witness by word, we can witness by fellowship, we can witness by worship, we can witness by service, and we can witness by shedding our blood for the name of Christ. And the word martyr means actually witness. And why I believe this? Because during the heresy of Arius, St. Anthony also witnessed the truth and supported St. Athanasius in his fight against the heresy of Arius. So his understanding of himself as a Christian, I'm a witness of Christ. I have to witness for him, whether by word like during the time of Arius, or by shedding my blood you know, like the time of martyrdom. So it's not about dying itself. It's about I am a witness. And I pray that every believer, every Christian, should understand and think of himself as a witness. Wherever I am, whenever I am, I'm a witness for Christ. And I will witness for him. Even if this will cost me my life, that's fine. Because for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So I think his desire to die came from his understanding of being a witness for Christ.
Why he wants to die.
Exactly.
Sayyidina, so to search what is the motive behind that desire and to make it in a godly and sanctified way. Another point in the life of Saint Anthony Sayyidina is the spiritual wars that he was facing. He faced many spiritual wars, up to the physical war with Satan himself, up to the images of women and images of beasts that he would see physically in front of his eyes. I want from you, Sayyidina, in a quick answer, the key point of him to be victorious over these fierce spiritual wars for us to learn.
The word of God and the grace of God. One incident happened with St. Anthony when actually demons appeared to him and actually hit him physically. And after they left him half life, half dead, he started to cry, "Why you left me?" So he heard a voice, "I did not leave you, but you didn't call on me. Once you called on me, I'm here." Many times we go into the war, spiritual warfare, but without our spiritual weapons, without putting on the armor of God, without asking the grace of God and asking the Holy Spirit to be with me, without the word of God, without prayer, without fasting, you know. So the art of victory here is to put on the armor of God, the whole armor of God, as St. Paul explained to us in Ephesians chapter 6. If we put on the whole armor of God, definitely we will be victorious and will be able to defeat Satan.
We thank you, Sayyidina, for this comment about how to face the spiritual wars that we face every day, that the word of God and the armor of God is our key to be able to overcome, as long as this war is a continuum war until the end of our lives. We thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us today in this episode, and we're not going to leave you. We're going to come again and we'll talk about another episode. And we thank you for following us, and if God was able to reveal himself in St. Anthony, he may reveal himself in you.